The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
In our Arizona Hour, we've been joined this hour by Affordable GPS Tracking. Victor, we haven't even given out a website, affordablegpstracking.com. And when I go there, you know, there's obvious, you've got it broken down very nicely if you're a business and you're looking for a fleet operation or the personal. But I go into the personal tracking system and I click on it, and there's like six options in there. How do I know which one of these am I going to plug into the
Embed to your daughter's neck.
Yes.
The best thing to do would be to call us. I mean, we're also consultants too, so we'll ask the questions, and then we'll recommend the type of device that you need. There's a lot of choices to to choose from, so we'll get the best device for you.
And what's the difference between this and the tracking system that's in everyone's phone? Now, I have my location services turned off, so I guess that's one benefit. I couldn't do that in the vehicle.
Correct. And that's the biggest benefit of having, a GPS tracker in the vehicle. When you put the control in your driver's or your, daughter's hand, they could turn it off. The battery could die. They could forget the phone at home. Where a device that's in the vehicle, you can't do that with.
When Julia left our home to drive back to Sacramento, she shared location with her phone. And about 5 hours after she left, I saw that she was in the In-N-Out Burger in Thousand Palms, California. So I asked her, which burger did you order? And she just answered back, that's creepy.
Pretty amazing technology.
Oh, man.
It is. And you mentioned something about putting one in your daughter's car. I got to tell you a quick story. So we have my youngest daughter is a very good daughter, hard worker. She went to school. We came here when she was in eighth grade, then she started high school here, and that was our goal too. She had a job after school, worked in a boutique, little clothing boutique over in Glendale. And, as a parent, you're concerned that, she gets to school on time, she gets to work on time, and then you kind of expect the time when she's supposed to leave work. So I set up a landmark or geofence around the shop. And I would know what time she got to work, and I would get the alert saying, okay, she's on her way home. Now, if I didn't get that alert at a certain time, I would, just pick up the phone and say, hey, are you still at work? And it just gives you peace of mind. And she got used to it. And, she probably still has it in her car now. So.
A lot of good uses, and it's not that I'm worried about, anything my daughter's going to do, but just to be able to know where the vehicle is and all those protective things that as a parent we, naturally have that instinct to care for our kids.
And I can tell you a lot of stories. We've recovered a lot of vehicles for contractors here in the Valley. Vehicles with tools, with equipment, with everything in there, you'd be surprised how quickly they get stolen. And with our system, I mean, we locate it instantly. Typically the customer will have their asset or their vehicle back within hours.
Well, there's been more than a couple times I've been out hiking for a weekend and something would happen and I would say to myself, I wish I'd have drawn that circle for Jennifer just a little bit smaller. But this is the answer.
Yeah.
Because you can get that GPS tracking in areas you don't have cell service.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And usually when we're going hiking or
we're
looking for places that don't have cell service. That's one of the greatest attractions to being out remote. And
well, the commercial GPS relies on cellular system to communicate. So if you're out of a cellular area, the device will store your location. As soon as you hit a cellular area, it'll backtrack and fill all the information in.
And before we wrap up with this hour, we're completely switching topics and direction on you, but I wanted to talk about your hobby.
Oh.
You've got a very interesting Arizona travel experience.
Oh, I'm loving every minute of it. Back east, as you know, there's a lot of lakes and streams and the ocean. So fishing was one of my better hobbies. Out here, I looked at the map before we moved out and said, man, they have a lot of streams and lakes and everything here. So I brought all my fishing gear with me. And I'm traveling. I'm looking for this river, and it's what river? It's not there. So then I came across some old timers out in the desert, and they were prospecting for gold. And I said, boy, what an amazing way to spend a day outdoors and you know, just to get excited about finding a little piece of yellow metal. So I joined this club. It's called the Roadrunners Prospecting Club here in Phoenix. They have over 5,000 acres of claims, and it's about 250, 260 claims. So as being a member, we have the rights to go and prospect on all these claims.
What a hoot.
And you keep whatever you find. So, and I found some decent gold. I mean, nothing.
Nothing you know you're retiring on?
I wouldn't quit my day job just yet. But
what a great hobby.
It's exciting. And just to being out in the desert and enjoying the beauty of the desert, too.
Enough money for an In-N-Out burger, that kind of thing?
Sometimes.
Maybe a fry.
And that's dry panning?
I do a lot of metal detecting.
Okay.
So I've been metal detecting for about 12 years now. I've metal detected in Arizona, Alaska, and I've also did some treasure hunts in people's backyards. They'll call me, and you know they have a story about a grandparent that he might have had, you know, a bunch of silver hidden. So I do that too.
That's who you need the GPS track, Dad.
Yeah, right.